This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, December 30th. God's word to you today is help from above. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 49, verse 25, and it says, "May the God of your father help you. May the Almighty bless you with the blessings of the heavens above, and the blessings of the watery depths below, and blessings of the breast and womb." It is one thing to do something, and people can say she is intelligent, thus leaving no room for the supernatural. However, it is another thing to do something, and it is evident of the supernatural, in spite of your intelligence. It is possible to go to a school and get a first class, and please, by all means, get a first class. However, God will take you beyond where your first class can get you in Jesus' name. Amen. No matter how intelligent you are, when heaven helps you, it will be obvious to everyone. Let me illustrate with two friends that were in my class in the university. One graduated without honors, with just a pass from the university. He was intelligent, but not part of the top people in class. I cannot even really say he played that much. But I saw him recently, and it was evident without any doubt that God had helped him. He was doing really well with his own family. God will help you in Jesus' name. Meanwhile, the second one made a first class, but was in need of financial assistance. One man received help. I do not know if the other did not receive help or rejected the help. I pray that you will not reject help from heaven in Jesus' name. Amen. When God sends you help, I pray you will not turn it down or choose to rely on your own intelligence. It is so important for us to realize that God wants to take the glory. Judges 6:15 says, "But Lord," Gideon replied, "how can I rescue Israel? My clan is the weakest in the whole tribe of Manasseh, and I am the least in my entire family." When you are talking about tribes, Manasseh was not a primary tribe. Manasseh itself was a weak tribe, a half-tribe that God promoted. Of this weak tribe, Gideon's clan was the weakest. Of his entire family, Gideon was the least. I do not know what position people have put you, but God is going to make you the head in Jesus' name. Judges 6:16 says, "The Lord said to him, 'I will be with you, and you will destroy the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man.'" May God be with you. The presence of God is key. God says to Gideon, "I will be with you and I will take the glory." This is paraphrased. 1 Corinthians 1, 28 and 29 says, "God chose things despised by the world, things that counted as nothing at all, and used them to bring to nothing what the world considered important. As a result, no one can ever boast of in the presence of God." The fact that I can stand and preach today shows clearly that God can use anybody. I can tell you for a fact, I was not the one that ought to be the preacher, honestly. I am not even extroverted. I am an introvert naturally. A lot of people do not know that. God uses the weakest things. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Take your glory, King of Kings. Take your glory, Lord of Lords. Take your glory, King of Kings. It belongs to you alone. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.